This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. High school seniors are having an unusual end to their senior year thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. Graduation ceremonies have moved online or to mountaintops or drive-in movie theaters, and many colleges don't know how or when their campuses will reopen. Here with me now are three graduating high school seniors, Chloe Armstrong from Kennett High School in North Conway, Kamaya Parker-Hill from Manchester West High School in Manchester, and Shannon Jackson from Coe Brown Northwood Academy in Northwood. Thanks to all of you for speaking with me.
Thank you for having us on.
Let's talk about how the pandemic changed your senior year. We'll start with you, Kamaya.
Yeah, so our last day of school was March 13th, and our prom was canceled, and our graduation date was pushed back.
How about you, Shannon?
We didn't have a prom. We didn't even have a graduation. We just had kind of like a live streamed reading of all of the names, basically.
How about for you, Chloe? How did it work out for you?
We were lucky enough to actually have graduation. This past weekend, we graduated at our local ski mountain. We took the chairlift up, and the principal and the superintendent were at the top, and they read your names, and then you took your pictures and you went back down, which was amazing. We weren't really sure if we were going to get a graduation or not. We did not get prom, but the fact that we managed to pull together something as a community for graduation was really great.
I want to ask about the schooling that you received once you all went remote. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like the quality of the education was just as good once you went remote, or did it lack something for you?
There was a lot of teachers who just didn't know how to pace the amount of work they were posting. And so we would get like bombarded with assignments, and it became a lot. And the principal kind of had to step in and just say, okay, take this week, it's makeup week, and just like everybody take a deep breath.
So not a great experience for you, Kamaya. How about you, Shannon? How would you compare the quality of the education you got once things went remote?
Zoom calls really just don't do it for me, I guess. And it was really hard to find a time to get everyone on together. My school had a policy where you couldn't make a Zoom call required in case someone was working or something.
I see. And Chloe, what about for you? How was the quality of the education you received when you were receiving it remotely?
I think I learned just the same amount. However, that varied from person to person, depending on what you do. We, like, all of our Zoom calls were mandatory. So, you know, if you were a student working, you're not going to have the same quality as if you're just a student who's home all day. And I think that's really important to recognize as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay with you, Chloe. What was it like to not see your friends in person for this whole length of time?
It's been really difficult not seeing anybody, especially when, you know, there's students in your school that are like actively breaking quarantine and just like from the start, you know, post on social media about being with all their friends, and you're just trying to be like responsible, you know, seeing your classmates just doing their regular things and feeling like you're missing out on experiences was definitely really difficult.
Mm-hmm. And you worked as well, right, Chloe? You were working at a restaurant?
Yeah, I work at Flatbread Company. Most of my friends, honestly, I've met through that job. And once quarantine hit, I was, you know, let go until we are able to reopen, which was really difficult.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kamaya? What was it like for you to not be able to hang out with your friends for the last few months of school?
Yeah, so for me, not only am I really close with my friends, and I've been close with them since middle school, I'm involved in a lot. And so it was really hard not being able to meet face-to-face and just experience it all together.
I'd love to hear your insights on what's next for you now that you've graduated.
I'm enrolled at St. Lawrence University in upstate New York. We haven't really heard anything from the university as far as whether we'll be on campus or not. So we're just kind of playing it by ear as far as how the state itself reopens.
I see. And of course, a couple months from now, who knows what things will look like. And how about you, Shannon? What are your plans for the fall?
So in the fall, I'm attending McGill University in Montreal, Canada. So far, I will be staying on campus. Since I have a study permit, I'm considered essential and I can go over the border. But my mother can't come with me and I can't have a car on campus. So I'm trying to figure out currently how I'm going to move into my dorm without a car and getting over a country border.
Well, I'd like to ask you all what advice you will have for next year's class of seniors, especially if they have to be maybe even partly remote learners.
Try to take deep breaths and don't stress too much over the situation that you can't control.
And Chloe, what advice would you give next year's seniors?
You know, what I had to recognize this year and what I think a lot of seniors are going to have to recognize is kind of meeting yourself where you're at. It's been a struggle for a lot of people to accept that they can't necessarily balance everything. Take a step back and look at what you're doing and realize that the fact that you're doing anything at all is really just what makes you special and what makes you, a strong student.
Chloe Armstrong, Kamaya Parker-Hill, Shannon Jackson, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.